I was at the end of Indianola. With a wave goodbye and a good to know you. Wearing a promise that I made. Swearing I'd be back someday to say I told you. Was the end of Indianola.
Steve Azar named his album Indianola after a small town in Mississippi where blues legend Albert King was born and B.B. King lived for a few years as a teenager. Azar grew up in Greenville, Mississippi, near the Arkansas and Louisiana state lines. After attending college, he formed the Steve Azar Band with his brother Joe. The group was a regional favorite throughout the southeastern United States, but Steve was looking for something more. He moved to Nashville in 1991. 2 days after he arrived, he was offered 4 songwriting deals. In 1996, Steve signed his first recording contract with a major label. He says at that time in his career, he was financially successful, but artistically unfulfilled. Steve explains why.
I tried to conform to a certain point, but at a certain point, it just sounds contrived and it sounds wrong and nobody gets it. The minute you have to go home and make an excuse and try to convince somebody into liking some music that you're doing, like my family, it's no good. And with us, we have a great time together. We have fun playing. And if you're not going to have fun playing in the studio and have a fun time making the record, even if the songs are dark and deep, when that happens, I believe you have a better chance of translating to the listener. If there's no fun happening while you're doing it, I think you have no chance.
I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock. Going nonstop, no work at all, play. I don't have to be me till Monday.
In 2001, Steve was at the peak of his commercial success with hits like I Don't Have to Be Me Till Monday and Waiting on Joe. Academy Award-winning actor Morgan Freeman appeared in his video to Waiting on Joe, a song Steve wrote following the death of his uncle. He promoted his album of the same name at a grueling pace, which led to vocal problems. In 2004, Steve underwent throat surgery to remove a hemorrhaging cyst. The following year, Steve began work on Indianola. He drew inspiration for the songs from his early rock influences, as well as the local sounds he grew up hearing in the Mississippi Delta.
Influences growing up for me were Bruce Springsteen and Mellencamp and Bob Seger and the early Neil Diamond stuff from Jackson Browne. I love singer-songwriters who told their story, who went out and entertained like nobody else did, who sounded like nobody else did. A lot of my songs are about growing up down in the Mississippi Delta, and there's a certain particular amount of, influence that I've learned from them. And it's meshed with my Delta blues influence, so I'm a little bit of a freak.
You don't know how to drive. Behind the wheel, and you don't know how to play until you finally take the field. Well, you don't know how to go, where it'll end until you cut the deal. You don't know what really matters until you risk it all. Ain't nothing that's worth winning if losing's not involved. And if you're afraid to give away your heart and face what love brings, man, you don't know a thing.
You Don't Know a Thing was the first single released from Indianola. The song, which spent 17 weeks on the country chart, is one of 15 tracks Steve wrote or co-wrote for the album. In addition to writing all the songs, he also produced the album and used his longtime road band in the studio. Steve explains why it was important for him to have complete control of the project.
Out of necessity, as a songwriter, I think in anybody's situation in this day and age, you either sit on the bench and you wait, or you take control of what's coming, what's happening inside of you. And when it comes out on paper and it comes out musically, what other person's better off letting it go to that next level? Because things don't change. I mean, it's exactly what you felt when you wrote it.
2007 will be a busy year for Steve. He'll narrate the upcoming documentary Second Crossing, Mississippi's Landmark Bridge, and oversee the making of the soundtrack for the feature film Delta Storms. In the meantime, Steve is opening arena concerts for Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. From his new album Indianola, here's Steve Azar with You're My Life. I'm Mary Morningstar.
You're my first morning light. You're warm and tender night. You're the peace that I cling to in the dark. You're a strong cup of coffee, an elegant glass of wine, the food that feeds my hungry soul. What I thirst for when I'm dry. All the good.